Turn our attention to food, which is probably a specialist subject of mine, if I'm honest. And let's turn our attention to fast food and takeaways. And if you're planning on that, wooing your loved one this Valentine's Day with a trip to the takeaway to get fish and chips or whatever it may be, Chinese, you may want to know what wine you should be drinking with your fast food and with your takeaway. Well, Matt Ellis is on the line now. Morning, Matt.
Good morning. I hope your grapes are smiling.
Good morning. Yes, from the Smiling Grape Company. You're over in Cambridgeshire. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing with this pairing list.
Yes, well, the idea we came up about a year ago, and there's a lot of interest about matching out wines in restaurants and people taking it quite seriously. But we wanted to make it a little bit more fun, and we didn't really want to take it too seriously. We wanted to match up wines to go with everyday fast food, things like, you know, Big Macs or pizza, Chinese, kebabs, or something from the KFC.
So how do you actually go about, you know, you had this idea, right, this is what we're going to do. How do you actually pair food with wine? Does it involve eating a lot of takeaways and things?
Yes, I mean, it did include a bit of noshing about the takeaway sort of selection. But yeah, it's really working with different flavours. Generally, you find the richer the food, the richer the wine, and then the lighter the food, the lighter the wine has to be. So it's all to do with different sort of textures of food and flavour.
Okay, so let's go through this list then. So we'll start with a Big Mac or the Whopper, if you go to Burger King. What would you pair with that?
We always think of burgers generally work quite well with full-bodied wines, so we generally like to choose something like our Shiraz Cabernet from Australia.
Mm.
Which is, you know, quite big and blackberries matching up with the actual meat and the actual special Big Mac sauce as well.
Yeah, so it works well when you get the Big Mac sauce and the wine and all the flavours all mixed together nicely.
Yes, no, it works pretty well with that so richer, full-bodied Australian or Chilean red.
Okay, so you've got Domino's American Hot Pizza. What would you go with? What would you have with that?
We did a bit of a tasting with quite a few different pizzas, and then the actual American Hot seems to work really well with quite a sort of full-bodied oaky Rioja. And that was lovely, because it had this lovely sort of texture of oak matching up with the spice that worked really quite well.
Okay, and Chinese takeaway?
Chinese is quite an easy one. Generally, you find the spicier, you need a bit more acidity in the wine. So we generally head towards something like Sauvignon Blanc, if you're matching up with things like chicken chow mein or something like that.
Okay. Oh, this is making me hungry, actually, talking about food, although it's probably a bit too early for wine and for Chinese, but, give it time. I'm sure we'll be able to indulge in that. Doner kebab with chilli sauce, then. That's a favourite when you're having a night out, going to the kebab van. What wine should you be having with that?
Well, I think if you're romantic tonight and you want to treat your partner to some mystery meat from the kebab shop.
You put it that eloquently, I like that.
But I think if you're looking for mystery meat, you need to go for like a mystery wine. So we always like to go for rosé. You don't really know what's inside. So generally rosé is a mixture of different grapes. But yeah, we like to think of it as generally our sort of Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot rosé.
Okay.
Up with the mystery.
I like that. Where you put that, the mystery meat.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Have you seen my cat?
Yes. And finally, the KFC Zinger Twister. What would you go for with that?
Well, when we came across sort of something like a nice, big, nice, rich, buttery Chardonnay, something which is un-oaked, but also has got some quite full-bodied flavour, matching up quite well with the chicken and the grease.
Lovely. Oh, brilliant. So that's a little flavour of your wine pairing list. So you've compiled the list and you've put together a special selection of wine which you sell in your shop in Cambridgeshire, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so all the six bottles are there, so you're kind of covered for all eventualities, whatever takeaway you decide to go for.
Yes, I mean, the most successful one we've done this Valentine's Day has been the unromantic wine case, where we actually give away wines with the most unromantic gifts you can think of.
Okay.
So we have things like, we have a Merlot matched up with a tin of baked beans. we have Viognier, which is matched up with gym membership. Cabernet Sauvignon matched up with toenail clippers. And then we have a very interesting unromantic Chardonnay with a tin of prunes.
Lovely. There's nothing more romantic than a tin of prunes, really.
Absolutely not.
You know, nothing says I love you more than a tin of prunes.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's very romantic.
I love what you're doing here, because you're making sort of the whole wine thing. I mean, you know, I get confused. You know, you think, oh, you know, what wine should I be having this meat? And it's all, there's a lot of kind of like snobbery and you should do this, you should do that. But you're just having a bit of fun here, and you're just making it more accessible. So it's brilliant.
Absolutely. I think it's key to enjoying wine. You know, you're sharing it with friends and just have a laugh. Have fun with them.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, really? So,
yeah.
So has your selection that's been paired with all the fast food and takeaways, has that been a big seller then this year?
Yes. No, it's been a popular one. But yes, it's done quite well. We were quite happy with it.
Okay. Are we able to buy it online, or is it just available in your shop?
Yes, you can go to our website, spinninggrape.com. It's in the magnificent wine cases selection.
Okay, brilliant. Well, I think all my listeners are going to go to your website, and they're going to maybe a belated Valentine's meal and pair it with wine, and that's all going to go down well. So thank you for telling the people of Surrey all about your wine selections there. And so give us that website again.
I'm sorry?
The website address again, sorry.
Yes, smilinggrapes.com.
Smilinggrapes.com, and you can have a look at it all on there. Well, thank you for being on the programme, Matt, and it's great to talk to you.
Yes, a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.